This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
How do you measure success? Chances are productive fields, a happy family, and a secure future are key parts in the equation. And just as you depend on yourself to take care of the family and farm, you can depend on Farm Credit to help you with your finance needs. For 96 years, we've been helping farm families and agribusinesses maintain the formula for success. Our experience has helped us develop a wide range of credit and financial products and services that you can use to keep your farm running more efficiently and profitably. Nobody understands the financial needs of farming better than Farm Credit. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farming operations. Call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, providing the financial products farmers want with the service you deserve.
Smokey Jennings Chevrolet is making it exciting and easy to buy a new car or truck with Chevy's Total Confidence pricing. No need to negotiate because all new 2012 Chevy vehicles have the low price tag on them. Plus, with Chevy's Love It or Return It guarantee, if you don't love it, you can return it. Going on now at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees extra. Go to ChevyConfidence.com for full details and restrictions. Purchase a 2012 vehicle by September 4th. Not available with some other offers.
First of all, in the farm news today, the overnight crude oil market, 37 cents lower at 88.85. The Brent crude, 31 cents lower at 103.69. The August gold contract, $10.60 lower at $1,578.90. The dollar index, 0.224 higher at 83.256. On electronic trading at the Chicago Board of Trade right now, September wheat, trading at 872, down 13. December wheat, 886 and 3/4, down 10 and a half. September corn now trading at 770, down 9 and a half. December corn trading at 762 and a half, or excuse me, now trading at 762 and a quarter, down 9. August soybeans now trading at 1631, that's down 8. September beans trading at 1603 and 3/4, and that is down 9. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, September wheat ended up at 885, up a half. December wheat closed at 897 and a quarter, down a half. March wheat closed at 903, down 3/4. September corn yesterday closed at 779 and a half, up 2 3/4. December corn closed at 771 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. March corn closed at 771 and 3/4, down 3/4. August soybeans yesterday closed at 1639, up 5 1/4. September beans closed at 1612 and 3/4. That was up 3 1/4. November beans closed at 1590 and a half. That was unchanged. August soybean meal yesterday closed at 494, up 67. September meal closed at 483.20, up 48. October meal closed at 471, up 30. August soybean oil yesterday closed at 54.14, down 51. September oil closed at 54.35, down 52. October oil closed at 54.55, down 52. September oats yesterday closed at 377 and 3/4, down 2 1/2. December oats closed at 380 and a quarter, that was down 2. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Hot and dry weather conditions again supported higher grain futures at the point of trade, with stronger soybean meal values helping to lift soybean prices. In the USDA's weekly crop progress report, the Illinois corn crop placed only 11% in the good to excellent category, with the state soybean crop placing 17% in the good to excellent range. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed, ranging from 774 to 790. Soybeans up 3 to 5 cents at 1652 to 1665. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids mixed, ranging from 794 to 814. Soybeans gained 5 to 7 cents at 1653 to 1674, and the wheat prices steady to a penny higher at 850 to 868. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed, ranging from 786 to 830. Soybeans were also mixed at 1651 to 1689, and the wheat bids steady to a penny higher at $8.55 to $9 even. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 8 cents stronger at 794 to 806. Soybeans gained 7 to 8 cents, ranging from 1687 to 1696, and the cash wheat bids up 2 to 8 cents at 833 to 841. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to a penny lower at 808 to 812. These same elevators placed their soybean prices steady to a dime higher, with quotations at 1699 to 1702. Soft red winter wheat down 9 cents at 860 to 869, and the Milo 4 cents lower at 697 to 698. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 733 to 744. New crop soybean bids at 1548 to 1564. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 745 to 771. New crop soybean bids at 1554 to 1574. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 751 to 775, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1568 to 1587. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, August hogs closed at $89.95, down 47. October hogs closed at $77.67, down 152. December hogs closed at $75.72, down 115. August cattle yesterday closed at $115.47, down 132. October cattle closed at $119.97, down 57. December cattle closed at $124.12, down 37. August feeder cattle yesterday closed at $134.20, down 180. September feeders closed at $137, down 215. October feeders closed at $138.85, down 245. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, July 17th. For the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hogs, barrels and gilts closed 80 cents lower. Carcass base price range, $84.91 to $89.87. Weighted average, $85.69. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 8,700 head. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was a dollar lower, 55 to 61, with Illinois direct slaughter sales mostly a dollar to $3 lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds traded from 35 to 39. 450 to 550 pounds, 36 to 41. Over 550 pounds at 38 to 42. Today's estimated receipts, 1,150. Monday's actuals, 950. Pork carcass cutout, 90.03, and that is up $1.22. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs for today, 398,000. Last week, 395,000. A year ago, 407,000. Week to date of 773,000. Cattle for today and last week, both 128,000. A year ago, 127,000. Week to date, 253,000. Box beef cutout values were firm on light to moderate demand and offerings. Total movement today, 142 fab loads with 63 trim. Choice at 184.45. That is up 61 cents. Select at 172.86, and that is up 67 cents. Opening report for the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville. Estimated receipts this morning, 411 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading $3 to $4 lower in a light test. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 113 to 115. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s from 113 to 114.5. At the Arthur Hay Auction on Monday, 1,154 bells sold. Compared to last week, small squares of hay traded mostly steady to 50 cents higher, with wheat straw steady. Alfalfa premium quality small square sold from $7.60 to $9.50, good quality at $5.75. Alfalfa clover mix premium quality small squares at $8, with alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality small squares $7.25, good quality large squares 2x3s at $65 to $82.50. Clover mixed grass premium quality small squares at $8, with orchard grass good quality small squares $3.75 to $6, large rounds 4x5s at $45 to $62.50, 5x6s at $77.50. Oat hay good quality large rounds 4x5s at $39. Mixed grass good quality small squares $4.50 to $5, large rounds 4x5s at $57.50. Wheat straw good quality small squares sold at $2.75, with large squares 3x3s at $25. Oat straw good quality small squares $3. At the United Producers Hay Auction this morning, 228 bells sold. Compared to last week, hay sold mostly 25 to 75 cents higher. All prices are for small squares on a per bale basis. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality $10.75, good quality at $6.75. Mixed grass good quality from $5 to $8. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 158, up 2.5. For block cheese, 172, up 1.5. For barrel cheese, 172.5, up 2.5. The spot price for Class 3 milk yesterday ended at $16.74. Here are the bids for Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $7.89. For August, $7.62. Corn delivered to Scottville for July, $7.90, and for August, $7.54. A correction, the corn delivered to Greenfield, that cash bid for July, $7.98. Once again, $7.98 for July corn delivered to Greenfield. Corn delivered to Scottville for August, $7.54. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for July, $16.66. For August, $15.94. Wheat delivered to Scottville for July, $8.32. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.98. Corn at Scottville, $7.90. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $16.66. Wheat at Scottville, $8.32. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory. It is in effect until 8 o'clock Thursday night. For today, partly cloudy, hot and humid, a slight chance of a shower. The high today about 100 degrees with light southwest winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower. The low will be in the mid-70s. For tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower. The high in the mid-90s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the low 70s, highs in the mid-90s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure rising, partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees on this Wednesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. In our farm news today, according to the National Climatic Data Center, the ongoing drought has reached levels not seen in more than five decades. More than half, about 55% of the continental United States, is now designated as in moderate drought or worse. That's the largest percentage since December of 1956. USDA chief economist Joe Glauber notes the drought could get a lot worse before it gets better, and the impact on crops will ripple throughout the economy. The effects of rising corn prices are felt in the food and energy market. The United States Department of Agriculture has cut its corn harvest projection, and with the dry weather expected to continue, could make further cuts. As of Monday, 38% of the crop is rated very poor to poor, the worst July conditions since 1988. As yield estimates decline under the glare of a hot sun, crop insurance costs appear to be mounting. In Illinois, where 80% of the state's farmland is insured, payouts on a drought-battered corn crop could top $3 billion, according to Gary Schnitke, University of Illinois Extension economist. Nationally, crop insurance costs could soar as high as $30 billion, according to Bruce Babcock, an economics professor at Iowa State University. At the Macoupin County Fair today, the food festival will open later this morning. That will get underway at 8 o'clock. Also at 8 o'clock this morning, swine judging, including open, junior, and 4-H classes. The senior citizen luncheon will be held today in the Franke Pavilion, and they will crown the Macoupin County Senior King and Queen, present the Ella Foss Award, and the presentation of the Grandmother and Grandfather of the Year Awards. The exhibition halls open today at noon. At 4 o'clock today, the Bates Building will open. The carnival will open tonight at 6. And also tonight at 6, the Kids Corner, featuring a Thank the Farmer magic show. Also games, contests, and displays. Free entertainment tonight starting at 6 on the Macoupin County stage. And in the grandstand tonight, the Jimmy Fortune Trio will entertain. And that will get underway this evening at 7:30. Most printed matter about that show 7. The Jimmy Fortune Trio tonight at 7:30 in the grandstand at the Macoupin County Fair. 4-H members brought their cats and kittens to be shown at the 4-H Cat Show at the Macoupin County Fair. There were two classes, one for kittens, one for cats. The Best of Show cat went to Elizabeth Garou of Girard, the Reserve Champion cat shown by Joe Robbins of Bunker Hill. Best of Show kitten shown by Haley Driscoll of Modesto. The Reserve Champion kitten shown by Rachel Kerr of Modesto. Dave Robson of Springfield served as the judge for this event. Kim Barber of Carlinville was the show superintendent. And the Macoupin County 4-H thanks trophy sponsors for their support of the 4-H Cat Show. They include veterinarian John Steinmeier and the Brighton Farmhands 4-H Club. In other farm news, crop conditions continue to deteriorate. Here's Brad Schwab of the Illinois Agricultural Statistics Service.
Statewide, there was little relief for drought-stricken Illinois as temperatures averaged 78 degrees, which was 2 degrees above normal. Rainfall accumulations were also once again reported below normal at only 53 one-hundredths of an inch, which translates to 31 one-hundredths of an inch short of normal for the 7-day period ending Sunday, July 15th. There were a total of 6.8 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies showed another decline to 73% very short, 15% short, and only 2% adequate. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile came in at 70% very short, 26% short, and 4% adequate. Growing degree day units since May 1 ended the week at 1,628, which was 182 units, or 13% ahead of the historic average. Corn development continues to be stunted by hot, dry conditions, with many fields across the state turning yellow, an event which normally does not happen until mid-August. Corn in the silk stage was reported at 93%, compared to 52% 1 year ago, and 53% for the 5-year average. 20% was reported in the dough stage, and this compares to 3% last year and 6% for the 5-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in the corn dough stage was the West Southwestern District, reporting 49%. Overall, the state's corn crop was rated in only 11% good or excellent condition, down 8 percentage points from last week. Soybean blooming advanced to 70%, compared to 37% a year ago and 42% for the five-year average. 15% of the crop was setting pods, compared to 7% last year and 8% for the five-year average. Overall, the soybean crop was rated in 17% good or excellent condition, down 3 percentage points from last week. In other crops around the state, pastures and alfalfa were rated in mostly poor condition. The third cutting of alfalfa was reported at 28%, and this can be compared to 4% last year and 6% for the five-year average. The sorghum crop has begun to head at 17%, which compares to 13% 1 year ago and 17% for the five-year average. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
Our guest in the WSMI studios Tuesday was Section 19 FFA reporter Tommy Justison, and he talked about the recent state FFA convention.
And we've had a very eventful June. The June 12th through the 14th was our annual state FFA convention. It was the 84th annual FFA convention, and it was held at Springfield, Illinois at the Prairie Capital Convention Center. We had many awards that were distributed amongst our members and to different chapters. A couple were recognized for their outstanding foundation drives, and they were Nokomis and Greenville. Nokomis got in excess of $2,000, and so they were recognized in the $2,000 tier. And then Greenville raised between $4,000 and $7,000. We don't know exactly how much, but it's the highest tier, and it was awarded to a Section 19 chapter. There's basically what our foundation does is it gives us money to go to different agricultural education funds, and then also give all the awards that our members receive for excelling in the different FFA events. Mr. Ron Reich, who is the Illinois FFA Foundation chairman, also spoke of the foundation's 2020 goal, and what it's basically saying there is that it wants all the chapters to conduct to contact all the past 20 years of alumni that is in their rosters and ask them for at least $20 to donate to the foundation, and they're hoping for a 20% response from that. Some of our chapters in the area have also already implemented into their foundation drives, and each year each chapter is required to raise $1,500 in order to have all of the chapter's award expenses paid. If you would like to donate to the Illinois FFA Foundation, you can contact the website at www.illinoisffafoundation.org or call 217-753-3328. All donations are very much appreciated.
Do you have your own Section 19 website?
Well, we don't, but right now what we do have is we have a Facebook page. And what I try to do is I put all the newsletters on there. I create a Blue Jacket Times. I'm trying to do one monthly, as well as trying to do a radio show monthly for Section 19. And if you'd like to join our FFA page, it is just Section 19 FFA, and it's a group page. You just ask to join, and I can put you on there.
Okay, and now you and Gabe also are trying to start an alumni chapter. Now, is that just in for the Hillsborough District, or is that for the whole section?
Yes, that's just for the Hillsborough. Each different chapter can create an alumni chapter. I know Greenville has their alumni chapter. And we thought it would be a great necessity to our Hillsborough chapter, because you get different scholarships and things such as that you would otherwise not be able to get through the alumni. And basically what we need there is we need 10 members, and we can create an alumni chapter. It is $10 a year or $200 for a life membership.
Okay, well, you say you need 10 members. You need 10 alumni members?
We need 10 alumni members to create an official chartered alumni chapter.
Now, have you contacted former members?
Yes, we have, and we've already had an initial meeting, and we've decided our officers. Our president is Keith Morris. Our vice president is Jamie Powers. Our secretary is Gabe Osborne here. Our treasurer is Mr. Niehaus, who is our FFA advisor at Hillsborough, and then our reporter is me, Tommy Justison.
Coming up later today, Wiffles Hybrids will have a corn strategy conference at the Steve Gardner Farm just south of Litchfield. Five speakers will have presentations in an air-conditioned tent concerning the production and marketing of corn. Registration for the Wiffles Corn Strategy Conference will be at 8 o'clock this morning. The speakers will start about 8:30. A lunch will be served at noon. The Hillsboro FFA chapter will be selling pork patties at the Old Settlers Tractor Show on Saturday and Sunday at the Fireman's Club at the Old Hillsboro Lake. Sales will be from 11 until 3, and a portion of the proceeds will go to the family of Daniel Miller. In some other farm news, with the scheduled expiration of the Bush tax cuts in January, the push is on for the permanent repeal of the estate tax known as the death tax. The idea of full repeal is supported by ag groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the American Farm Bureau Federation. If Congress fails to act, the estate tax would jump to 55%. An extension would hold the rate at 35%. The Family Business Coalition this week wrote House Speaker John Boehner in support of the Death Tax Repeal Permanency Act. The measure, introduced in March of 2011 by Texas Representative Kevin Brady, has 217 co-sponsors. Companion legislation was introduced by South Dakota's John Thune in the Senate. We'll have broadcasts later today from the Macoupin County Fair in Carlinville on WSMI, WSMI-FM 106, and we'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day. Once again on WSMI, WSMI-FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.